Haynes has experienced a significant amount of turnover in borough leadership. Why do you think that is, and what can be done to retain a borough manager and police chief? And we'll start with Ryan.
That's a tough one. We've gone through so many of them. I think, I don't know, like this one, as soon as he walked in the door, he wanted to pull money out of the, stop the harbor. He wasn't even here a week. He didn't even know what Haynes was about. I mean, I got a phone call, I was fishing. And there, have you heard this? What's going on? He's like, no, I'm fishing. I'm down Mab Island. And I think they need to find some people that can learn and see that be here before more than a week before they can start making decisions. At least learn the process and see what's been happening around town. I'm not going to say anything about the chief. I don't know who. I haven't even met him. I don't know what he even looks like, I don't think. So the police department, it's the same way, though. It's back and forth. There's a couple of these newer cops have been harassing people around town, and it's just not right, and it gets brought up, and nothing's ever done about it. So, that's a big issue. I don't know what to do.
Okay. Judy?
I knew you were going to call on me. Well, I was part of being on the Public Safety Commission. We had to fight for it, but we did get to have input on the police chief, which was kind of funny that we had to kind of force our way into that. At work at the school, I'm on my third boss in 3 years, so I kind of have sympathy for the borough employees and stuff. They're all different. I mean, it's amazing how different they can be in the same position, and you kind of have to just find their strengths and try to build on those, and hopefully convince them, yeah, not to come to town and just try to save us from ourselves. It seems to be what they want to do. They know more. They're from down south. We don't know anything. And they kind of go through that period, and then reality kind of hits them in the face, I think. And so I think that's the period we're in right now. They're trying to figure us out as much as we're trying to figure them out. So for me, the jury's still out on most of them, and I try to help them. That's kind of why I want to be here, too, because I have had experience, you know, with Haynes, and I've been through the ringer and come out on the other side, luckily, a few times. And again, it just comes back to just trying to help get us through this transition and make good decisions. Thanks.
Heather?
I've actually thought about this because, you know, it's a good idea to come up with some sort of solutions. I think part of it is finding people, if we could, even people that already have lived here part-time or maybe you're local on some level. If that doesn't work, I keep wondering why when we were hiring both the manager and the police chief, we didn't form committees of people in town who are either former managers or administrators. There's a couple of those that live in Haynes, as well as former mayors. There's several of those that would have a pretty good insight as to what the job was and the type of person that might be good at it. You know, put them on that committee. The same with the chief. We've got, our former police chief still lives here. I mean, Greg Goodman is here, and we have a public safety commission, and we have lots of retired law enforcement that live in Haynes. I mean, I'm thinking Jim Shook and Jerry Ernie and Ike Lorenz. There's people around that probably have a real good insight into what the job would entail in Haynes and the kind of person that would be good at it. And why not use them? Because certainly hiring firstmen, you know, that didn't go so well. And as Diana points out, we we don't have much money, and to spend $37,000-$38,000 on a headhunting firm that, gosh, I mean, didn't one of their candidates was unfit, and we found out because someone at the newspaper Googled them. And I thought, well, I bet somebody in Haines could have done that for a lot less money. So, and I know, I mean, I know it's hard, and it's easy to sort of say that, but really, I mean, I think we could maybe do better if we looked a little closer to home for either the candidates or for the expertise in hiring someone to fit Haines, because we're a kind of community that, that requires a certain Haines expertise, not just a professional expertise.
Tom?
Well, I'm going to break it in half, because I think the manager job and the police chief job are very different. I think for manager, our mistake was we hired Firstman, who was a company from Minnesota, over Prothman, who's another recruiting firm. And by the way, I do support hiring these outside firms just because of the dismal failure of when we have previously hired by ourselves. So I think they've got to be better than we've done previously. Anyway, Prothman's bid was $3,000 more than Firstman's. Prothman, the recruiting firm Prothman, had successfully landed these executive-level jobs all over Alaska in the past. I think that was a mistake to save $3,000 and get a second-rate recruiting firm. Obviously, if you look back in the history, our best managers are guys who were in managed, who were municipal managers in Alaska previous to taking the job here. So Heather's right. Look at Tom Healy, Bob Ward. These guys had done the job. They knew Alaska. They knew the issues. In terms of police chief, I'm not sure that I just think we're over-policed. Back into this, until the early 80s, as far as I know, we had one policeman for this town. I think what I would do is get rid of most of those minor offenses, knock down the police force to two or three guys that can actually solve a crime, and stop putting an emphasis on like this big city force that we don't need. We don't need a $100,000 or even a $90,000 chief, in my estimation. We're no longer a brawling mill town. We're mostly artists and retirees. They don't pose that much of a threat. What's our biggest crime? Breaking into the library? If we had real criminals in this town, they'd be breaking into the bank. You know, I think that we just should get real about the level of crime we have in this town. Sure, there's probably some drug users. There might be some meth users. But that's mostly, about treatment and education. We don't have a level of crime commensurate with the level of police force that we have. Thank you.
Leonard?
Yeah, I think the first thing we should have is local hire, or as close to local hire as we can get. As far as the manager goes, when I saw four people vote to fire Venables, the only manager that we had ever here that was local, I thought maybe we should go back to a strong mayor form of government with a city administrator. We would have a steadier hand on government. We've been turning over managers just about as fast as they get to know us. They leave, and most of the time we're happy to see them leave. So I'm not convinced that a manager form of government is a good government for us. And as far as hiring a chief, I can't even imagine hiring a chief out of D.C. for Haines, Alaska. And I agree with Tom. We don't need anywhere near the size police department we have, nor the expense that we're putting into it. You know, everybody says, oh, we got drugs here. Well, never see anybody get arrested for drugs. I don't see what's being accomplished by this bloated police force.
Diana?
I'm thinking very carefully, because what I've heard, and it's not what you expect, what I've heard is comments in the hindsight, because every one of these comments are after the fact, after we've lost managers or we have had to ask our police chief to resign or quit or whatever the case may be. But none of you have ever been in that seat, except maybe you, Norm, where you've had to hire someone to fit the bill. I was reading Sitka's losing their manager, Mark Gorman. The average life of a city manager is 2.5 years. And so because Haynes is the size that it is and we seem to go through managers, it's not because Haynes is eating the managers. Every one of the managers have left for a reason. Not because any of the public has driven them out of Haynes. As far as the police chief is concerned, why we keep rolling over on policemen is we're wearing them out. It depends on you, the public, what you want. 24/7 coverage, or do you want 12-hour coverage, or you want 6-hour coverage? It's going to depend upon the size of our police force. We have guys that are working, that are off, that work nights, that are gone for training, that are at the academy. It's a multitude of ever-ending rotation with the policemen that we have down there right now. We've had one that's been gone for 5 weeks, both with a vacation and training. But our police force is busy. I'm looking to Chief Scott. He's been a breath of fresh air from what I can see. He has come forward and he has point blankly told us where our deficits are, what we have to do, what we should do, and how we should do it. And he's trying to find the grants and the means and the ways to do it. It's, you know, I hear all these criticisms, but I hear no solutions. I don't hear anyone coming forward with ideas of how to help. And how to help in our small community, Haynes, being the backbone community that it is, we need your help. You've got good ideas, just like we do. Do you think because we sit on the assembly, we know it all? We don't. As far as ideas and having a more comfortable meeting environment, that's what we're striving for, too.